have my guest tonight, Laurie Ross. Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
And Laurie is a, I suppose, a channeler is the official name for what you do.
Yes, I like to say that I'm a channel.
Channel rather than a channeler.
Yes.
Is it?
I do, yes. I channel, and I can also say that I'm a channeler.
Okay, now people might be interested, you know, not come across this before, and they'll say, well, what is a channel? What is channeling? Could you give a brief description before we get too deep into it?
Yes, I can. I like to explain it this way. Channel is like a conduit. We're all bringing forth energy. I channel source energy. I bring it through my body and through my energy. And what comes out is lovely healing and information, prophecy, ancient languages and sound and song. And a channel is someone who we all have the ability to channel. We all have this immense amount of energy that runs through us, and we use it in different ways because we all have different gifts. And in order to be a channel, we need to be able to tap in to our gifts and our passions.
Now, you mentioned source energy.
Yes.
I'd like that explained.
Absolutely. Source energy is, for me, the idea that we are all one, we are all connected, we are all energy, we are all light. And to many, the idea of source energy is, other words for source energy are God or spirit, great spirit. Some people will use goddess. There are many ways to look at energy, and in each religion, there is the one big energy. And as we are all connected and as things flow through me, I see us as this beautiful light. And we are all connected by our hearts, through our hearts, to each other, to the universe. And that is the energy that flows through each of us. And that is the energy that I have complete faith and trust that flows through me and comes out through my voice and through my hands.
Wow. And this is something that you've had through your life, that is something that you noticed when you're young and that has grown over the years?
It has taken many forms over the years since I was young. When I was young, I would have a lot of premonitions, and I would just have this sense of knowing things. I had plenty of dreams that some were calm, some were scary, didn't quite know what that meant. And in those younger years, the premonitions were coming out through my dreams. And as I became older, I could just see things before they would happen, or as a situation or experience was changing. And eventually, through a lot of trust, I have stepped into this world of channeling.
Right, fully immersed in
fully
it.
Fully immersed, yeah. Yes.
Now, obviously, when you first did it, obviously, there's a lot of skepticism in the world. How did that work?
There was a lot of skepticism in myself, too, because we all, as we are learning to embrace who we are, we may not always trust from day to day. And my journey, once I became more aware, I had to find this inner strength of trust and not question it every moment. So I was the biggest judge and the biggest skeptic. So anything that happened outside of me was nothing more than the reflection of what I was holding on to in my own head, not my heart, but in my own head and my thoughts.
Mm. And so how did that energy, you know, manifest itself from within you? How did you start basically moving that energy out to the world?
It started over a series of shifts and changes in my life. And when it first truly showed up, it was in the shaking of one of my hands. I had left the world of business, and I started to study massage therapy because it seemed really relaxing after a world of business. And during my during my schooling, all of a sudden my left hand started to shake. And it took quite a little bit of time, a few years, to be able to figure out what that meant. And truly what that means is that if my hands are shaking, it means that there is energy that is shifting and changing with myself or another individual. And when my hands stop shaking, it has balanced itself or released whatever it was that needed to be released.
So it's something that, well, obviously you use it on other people, but it's something that you use on yourself as well then.
Yes. My life is channeling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is part of who I am. It filters into everything that I do. It guides me as a mom. And yes, it is something that I do with myself as well, because it's permanent. It doesn't go away.
Right. Can't just switch off.
No.
And can you describe the energy, if that's possible, just so people can get a feel for what's happening in that process?
I can do my best to describe it. I work with adults and children. And when I'm talking to children, one of the things that we talk about is, what does energy look like? And we'll have them close their eyes, because once our eyes are closed, we can see all of the darkness and we can see all of the light. And some of us can see colors within that, little sparks of colors. And that is the energy. That is source energy. And that is what runs through me and runs through everyone and connects us all with our hearts, uniting us as one.
Exactly. And that's obviously, so your work, it is basically local in terms of actual tactile, plus it is also remote. It is not, it is very, has many permutations, that energy.
It does.
So how, you know, obviously when you manifest, when you're with, say, one person, you're working with one person, how does that work? And then, say, compare it, say, with broadcasting it per se.
When I'm working, I've always believed that we need to be relaxed for any type of transformation, healing, awareness to occur. We need to be in our bodies and relax. So most of the time people will lay down. Massage tables are quite useful for that. And it is a hands-on experience, because as I am channeling healing, my hands will go in whatever area knee is holding and needs to be released or needs to be seen in order to be transformed. And through that process, we're able to kind of dive in there and see what's going on. And it's not a very quiet session. as I am channeling ancient sounds and I am channeling ancient languages. I was channeling ancient sounds and ancient languages and song and whatever else comes out. So a session with one person is a little different than broadcasting over the radio, but it is something that I have done before. And usually we will just take some breaths and allow the energy to flow, and it reaches everybody individually. Those of you who are listening and are able to have your own experience with it. And I always recommend always having some water and to be comfortable and relaxed if you're not in front of me in person.
So yes, everybody do get comfortable and relaxed because Laurie will be, giving us an idea of her work as we go through the interview. So very exciting, this. Not quite sure what's going to happen or anything, but you'll be right there with me.
There'll be mystery and humor.
Oh, good. And then you also do it to groups visually, where people you see in a large group.
Yes.
As well as remotely.
Yes.
Not physically seeing a group or people.
Correct. I will often do offer distance sessions where I have people who will call me that are not necessarily either in the city that I am in that moment or the state or the country. And we can do this in a remote way in a distance session. It is not very different from in person. There's still the feeling of what's happening and the feeling that something has shifted. And we, and there's also a lot of talking because we can only heal if we are part of that process. And I don't fix or shift anything. We do it together. And, that also works in large groups when I'm standing in front of them. They have this sense that they are just individually, from what I have been told, they have the sense that individually they're just receiving it. And even though they know it is going out to all, their experience is very personal.
Yeah, that communal experience. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being in large groups allows things to shift and vibrate to a new level. And it allows us to go quickly through the stories, the old stories that we're holding on to that we no longer need to carry, the stories that belong to other people, the stories from our ancestors from so long ago, since the beginning of this planet, this time, this earth. And those stories, some good, not so good, some not so great, and they are not ours. And it's this lineage and this heaviness that many of us carry.
Well, that's it from what I've read it, that's the energy that you're, that's coming through, it's an ancient energy, it's always, it's in us, it's everywhere, and it's been there, hasn't it? It's something that is flowing, and you tap into, or it comes through you rather than a tapping, I suppose.
Yes, it does come through me. It's a very old energy, and we all carry it, this ability to allow things to move through us in this way, to allow source energy to move through and connect us to what is this primal energy, this beginning energy, this energy that is not just of this world, but is found in all of the galaxies, in the universe, in the stars, and it is found in each one of us.
Hmm. So again, for people who don't know, you know, what a channel does or what channeling is, can you lead them through what actually happens in that process? What do you feel? What do they feel? What do they see? What do they feel?
It is a very individual experience. Let me start with what they might experience is a lightening. We go in and often people will come for different reasons. They will come because their heart is broken or their body is in distress or they have had a traumatic experience. And both of those things are happening, both heartbroken and a body in distress. There can be many reasons. And some come just because they want to see what their lineage is and how they can move forward and let that go so it doesn't affect future generations. They come because they feel the pull and the need to. And so when we are there, we are talking about whatever is coming through, what information is being sent to them, given to them, gifted to them in that moment. And we are talking about what it is most important for them to see or experience or to release. All energy is transforming into something else at all times. And so we work on how to transform their energy that is holding these stories or holding the emptiness of their own story. And so in that transformation, they might feel lighter when the session is finished. I always hear that someone just feels like something has been lifted away and that they have let something go and that things will shift and change. And it can be seen in their eyes and their face and how they hold themselves at the end of a session. And sometimes it's a series of sessions and each one is different.
So it's almost really a cellular level, really.
Yes.
It's at, isn't it, for that to for that our past, our hereditary past. We've all got it, as we know. We've done those tests to find out where we're from. But that is an actuality. That is our DNA going back thousands of generations.
Yes.
Coming through there then.
Yes, we're looking at, because we're holding all the stories, all the energy that is from all of our ancestors going back thousands upon millions of years. Mm. And in holding that, they are in, it is cellular, it is in our cells, it's in our DNA, it's in our mind, it's in our, and it's, I'm going to say it's in our stomachs. Mm. Many of us are unable to digest other people's stories, let alone our own. And so many of us have this stuff going on in their digestive system, which relates to not only the foods in our world, but just the emotions that we're not able to let go of, or the ones that we have let go of, and then others will come up.
Mm. That's right, because there's just as much nerve endings in the stomach as there is in the brain, isn't it? Or something. It's
yes. The stomach is the belly is a very powerful place. Working with individuals of all ages, even in children, they hold things. It's become this story of holding things in the belly and not digesting things. And when I see them, we are working on their bellies as much as their grown up friends and parents. And so it is about reconnecting the body to the navel. We see that a lot, this need to reconnect the body to the navel, to reconnect the nervous system to the navel, to the body. Whoops. That's a microphone. just to reconnect everything. My hands do move a lot when I'm channeling, talking just as well. So sorry about that.
That's okay. And so the energy, what do people get? What do people feel? What's, you know, where do they go with it? What ease and relief comes through that? What do you find?
Well, I find that they have a sense of ease that comes through. They have a sense of comfort, and the energy has shifted and changed so that they're able to recognize whatever experience that they're in for the truth of what it is and not the stories that they've been holding on to.
Mm.
And, go ahead.
So, so again, that energy washes those stories through.
Yes.
It almost cleanses them in a way, or is that the...
There are so many different ways to use language and to be able to describe what this is. And this is something that is, for many, surreal, and for others, familiar. And for even, you know, and for some others, this is the truth in the core of who they are. And when we're using language in any way, it is not easy to describe channeling. There are others who have channeled before me, and there are many I know who are channeling now, and we all have a different way of doing it. And there are words like awareness, transformation, release, balance, the whole idea of the New Age words that get thrown around, and processing. And processing is a big one. But we are all deeply connecting to our bodies and our hearts, then we are able to have an awareness of what's going on and what we know, what is no longer serving us, what is no longer something that we need to be reflecting inward or outward. And in order to move that through, there are words that can describe it as far as we've released something. And in this idea of release, it has transformed into a different energy, because we are all energy, and energy is always vibrating and moving and shifting and changing. So it is more of a transformation. And in that transformation, it has gone back to the source of what it is as something else. So it no longer sits heavy inside the body or inside the mind and heart.
And of course, basically a translator of that. You speak, but in a very different way.
I do. I speak about 8 to what I hear constantly is a number that is changing, but what I do is I speak 8 to 14 different dialects at any given time. And they are dialects that are just ancient dialects. They come from different places. Some say they come from the stars. Some have said that it comes from the middle of the ocean. Others have said that they resonate with native spirituality or just sounds that are not necessarily connected to the language that I have grown up with, but it is one that has always come through in one way or another in my life without realizing. And it has this really profound way of not always needing to be translated, but it comes through me, and there's this understanding of what it is, not necessarily in the language of the person who is working with me at the time, but there is a depth of understanding, and sometimes I am translating, and also when I am just speaking now, I'm channeling as I speak. There are things that happen where it just comes through, and it just is part of who I am. There is this idea of my body also works like a pendulum. So for those of you familiar with the pendulum, it can give answers for those that are using it in that world of spirituality or just in everyday answering questions for yes and no questions. And my body actually is programmed that way. Mm. It just answers things. My hands, my feet, my head. I'll work with someone if my hands are busy and my head is busy because it's speaking so loudly, or it's singing. My voice is singing. Then sometimes my toes will answer.
Ooh.
And that's always fun too.
Now, say like a person, say you're working on somebody, are they passive in this process as this is going on, or is there an interaction?
There is always an interaction because it is not something I can do or create without their help. They need to be part of the equation, part of the experience. And if they're not part of the experience, they won't feel what it is that they need to feel. And sometimes, and in stating that, I have to explain that a little bit as far as the participation. There are some moments that someone will be needing to have to be a silent participant because whatever trauma is going on that we might have discussed, there is this moment that comes in where they may need to just have quiet for themselves because they are needing to be washed through with the energy that they are pulling in just as much as I am allowing it to flow.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, wow, beautiful. It's, and so this is something that's really just, you've really just taken over the years, you've just taken more seriously and seriously till it's become really your life.
It is my life.
Yeah.
It has been my life for a while now, and it is my life. And I often say that I have two jobs. And I don't call this a job. I don't call it a business. To me, it is sacred, and it is medicine, it is healing, and it is something that cannot be sold to another. It's something that it's either an experience that somebody would like to have or not, and it is a very profound experience, and it is an altering experience. And so this particular job that I have, the two jobs I have, this one is to hold space for healing for all beings. And then the second is to be a mom to my son, who is this profound being on his own.
Well, look at that energy transference through, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the most remarkable one.
It is. It is.
I'm sure you learned a lot through that process.
I did. I just, from, yes, in all stages of holding and having a child and being a mom, there is so much that I have learned. He has taught me more than any other being on this planet.
Yeah. As it should be, I think.
Yes, I agree.
Well, let's just take a quick break, shall we, and get back to it. Let's just celebrate a birthday today, born on this day. Francisco Stradivari. Yes, the great violin maker. He was born on this day in 1671. So let's just do a little bit of some Schumann with Susan Lautenbacher on violin. Be right back. Ah, yes, a bit of Schumann. and celebrating Francisco Stradivari's birthday, 1671. Wow, making 400 or 500 years. That's a lot of violins. And, welcome back, everyone. This is Arnoldo, and I'm with Laurie Ross, who is a channel, and we've been basically giving the background of what channeling is and what she does. And so we thought we'd just, give a little demonstration of what it is. So... I'll have to leave it in your hands or mine, Laurie.
Okay. All right. So for you, you lovely people that are listening, if you could just go ahead and sit and relax, just relaxing your body wherever you are, if you're driving or sitting or standing, just taking just a few breaths. And as you're taking a few breaths, just check in with your body and just feel that you do exist. And that you're letting go of all that you've been holding on to today. And just taking some deep breaths. To your breathing, taking 5 lovely breaths. They can be deep, they can be shallow, as long as they're comfortable breaths, allowing you to be present in your body. Feeling yourself come back from whatever journey you went on just now. Just feeling yourself present. And one with your breathing and one with your heart and your body, the space that you are in. And when you're you're feeling ready, if your eyes were closed, you can open them. And if they're open, you can close them. It's whatever feels right to you.
Yeah.
It's not easy to explain.
Yeah. A certain language, a certain rhythm.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not something that I studied. I've never studied channeling. I've never studied sound healing. Never studied singing. And everything is non-directive. So when the space is open, which it is, as I've said all the time, these things will just come out at the right moment. And we asked it to come out today, but it is something that is always there. Source energy is always coming through, and I could be walking down the street and anything can happen.
Does it ever get stuck?
Stuck as
or
in...
Or not come through or something?
Oh, it only comes through... Like anything, it has to be the appropriate moment. And if it is not, if it is... being staged, that doesn't quite work. Being forced through. But because there is always a moment to offer the gift of healing and to offer the gift of release and transformation and awareness, there's never a wrong moment or a bad moment, but it has to be authentic. Every moment has to be authentic. The channeling is authentic. It's genuine. It just comes through. I don't will it to come through in a way that I cannot. Let me try that again. My energy is open because I have this profound and deep belief and trust and faith in the energy as it passes through, as it exists, as I exist. And because of that, it is authentic and genuine. And if I wasn't or it wasn't, it wouldn't come through. Mm-hmm. So that would be in a situation if it doesn't feel, if it is authentic, then no, I probably would not come through.
Right, right. Yeah, very powerful. 'Cause it's different levels with the singing as well as the voice. Do you know when that voice is coming out? Do you know what it's saying? Is it a certain energy thing it's saying, or
in different moments, in different time, it can come out as what feels like a blessing or a prayer or a gift. It can come out as far as offering information about someone's life or that moment or a past. It can come out in how to best help them. My hand keeps still hitting the microphone because it's still going. And how to best serve them and how to best serve their experience. So,
So how, obviously it's their realization after that as what has manifested for themselves, what they've seen in the process. How do people process what you've done? How do they get a direction or an understanding of something of themselves?
It comes out through the interaction, through the conversation, through the words that are channeling through me, whether they're in English or in an ancient dialect or an ancient language. So we talk about it, and you know, they channel, they being, for me, that source, you know, source channeling through the energy channeling through the truth of everything channeling through offers whatever information needs to be offered in that moment to be able to help them look at what has come up and what is shifting for them or what they need to be aware of. And oftentimes they will see it themselves because they are part of the connection, part of the experience.
Right, right.
It's their journey. I am just holding their hand through it and offering these gifts as I do that.
Exactly. And talking about hands, during the process, you held this nice large crystal.
Yes.
Can you explain the significance of that and how that works within the process?
I have this beautiful Herkimer diamond crystal, and I'd just like to say, actually, my head, all I keep hearing is to say thank you, Marielle Ruth, who provides me with beautiful crystals. And this is a beautiful Herkimer diamond crystal from Herkimer, New York. And it has this, I didn't know what it did when I first saw it, but I knew that it was important. And it has this ability to just pull energy that is not serving us. It holds an infinite amount of energy if we just focus and put it into the crystal, or we hold it, it will just feel like it's pulling it out of our bodies in some way, in some moments. And each person holds it and they have a different experience with it. I am holding it because it felt like it was the right place for it to be today. It is often in my hand when I am channeling, or it is being held by someone else while we're doing the work.
Okay. No, crystals, they have a whole nother power all unto themselves, don't they?
They do. I've always been attracted to crystals. And when I met the Herkimer diamond crystals, I became just, they're very familiar to me. They have a very lovely spirit to them and a way that they work. And in each crystal, crystals can be, I'll just use the New Age term, programmed to work. And it's not a bad term, but they can be programmed. They can be asked to do things in a certain way, right? So that they're either pulling out energy or helping us to clear energy. And crystals are known for taking in all energy, not just positive, or but also negative. And so the Herkimer diamond crystal that I work with, I actually have a few. This is the one that is most held. And it has this familiar comfort to it for most people that pick it up. They just can't put it down. It has this beauty about it. And I think that Herkimers have this electric energy that helps people to find a way to tap into the earth. But as you know, but all stones do. It's just that what we're individually attracted to is how we see it and feel it.
Right, yeah, just from my own radio days back in the day, to set a frequency, you used to have to use a quartz crystal. Mm-hmm. And and each, depending on the size and shape and whatever, it was a different vibration.
Yes.
So I can fully understand what you're saying.
Yes, there. And that is, I know this, and I'm the crystal singing bowls. Are you familiar with crystal singing bowls?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, they're these beautiful crystal bowls, bowls made out of crystal, and they are played, and it's similar to the copper.
Now, let me just put a quick bit of music, and then we'll get back, and we'll be able to tell people how to contact you and find out more information and things like that.
Okay.
How's that? Let's put a bit of Jaco Pastorius, Continuum. He used to be in the Weather Report bass player, and anytime I speak to another bass player, they all say, who's your favorite bass player? They all say Jaco Pastorius. Can't complain about that. Thank you.
Este a te acosta na mo ne te ai acosti a te te iki ai na me te a ho na ne a ta ne. Ne chene muti a te a te a hoeta a te e ki a kana mo ti ti mo este a te a koesta na ma ne e te a waha na ne e te a hoeta o te ane. Ne chene muti e te a u a kata ma e te ane e te a wane. Este a e a chene meti uti tu ana ma ne e te a te te e ki a kana mo e te e ki a ne. Breathing.
Well, thank you. I better put this up. Laurie Ross with a short incantation just at the end of our interview here. And so how can people contact you, Laurie, and find out more about what you do?
They can find me through my website, which is rewritethebody.org. They can also find me on Facebook at Laurie Ross Channel. And I am on Instagram, I believe, under the same name, Laurie Ross Channel. And those would be the best ways. There's, you can find my email through any one of those things, too. So, yes, if you have any questions or thoughts or you had an interesting experience, please let me know. I would love to connect with you.
Yes, if you have any questions over the next couple of minutes, 707-755-9250, just before Laurie leaves, if you have a question. So thank you very much, Laurie, for coming in, coming up here to Sebastopol and experiencing West County.
Thank you so much. It's so lovely up here. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, good. Yeah, we find it pretty special, and a lot of people find it very very welcoming for their spiritual practices and quests and things.
I can feel that and see that. And I just wanted to mention, I should probably mention that I do a lot of work in the Bay Area and in Nevada County and also in Los Angeles, just some of the fun places that I go and work and travel.
Would you like to?
And apparently somebody has called in. How lovely.
So, hi, welcome. Let's get this up. Hi, welcome to Cows Radio.
Thank you. It's funny if I heard to hear her father on the other line.
Well, that was some good channeling she was doing.
Yes, I must say that I was one of the biggest skeptics since I am her father.
Oh, yes.
And then, what?
Yeah, carry on.
And when I was walking around town, when she was in Grass Valley, everybody kept stopping her like she was the mayor. And I kept saying, why, you know, what's going on? And they said, you have no idea about the gift your daughter has. And then I came up to visit one time, and I really hurt my back on the plane. And I said, sure, go ahead and work on me. That was the very first time, and she started doing her singing, and I started having the most incredible visions.
Hmm.
And not only was my back healed, which was surprised me, but so much was taken away from me that I didn't need to have anymore.
Wow.
I just wanted to do a commercial for my daughter because I was a non-believer myself, and when she started chanting before, I was closing my eyes, and I was taken back to the moment that she worked on me for the first time.
Mm. Oh,
and I can't wait for you to come down and work on me again.
Of course. Aw, Dad, thank you. That's a beautiful memory to share. Thank you. Got me all teary-eyed.
Oh, I'm sorry about
No,
that.
It's good. It's lovely.
How does your father stop hitting the microphone?
I'll do my best. Should I mention that my dad's a comedian?
You should, I think, yes.
We were discussing you earlier. And yes.
Okay. I just want to put in my two cents, tell you I love you, Laurie, and You got me as a convert.
I love you, Dad. Thank you so much.
Okay, sweet. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And I enjoyed the music, by the way.
Oh, great. Good. Appreciate your calling. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Lovely daughter.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. There you go. You've got to have your dad to embarrass you, you know.
A lovely note to end on.
Indeed.
That was really sweet.
Well, good. Thank you so much, Laurie Ross, for coming into the studio and channeling and really opening up a lot of information for us.
Thank you so much for being open and for having me here. I'm so grateful to have met you and to have spent this time with you. So thank you. Oh,
my pleasure. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Okay.